Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should St. Louis and St. Charles counties have a say in the future of Lambert Airport? I'm Tom Ackerman alongside Debbie Monterey and Michael Calhoun. We will check traffic and weather together at 5:10.
St. Louis Mayor Lyda Crewson is responding to calls for a more regional governance of Lambert Airport.
This is Kevin Killeen. Mayor Crewson is responding after some leaders in St. Louis County and St. Charles County are saying they'd like to have more input on the issue of whether Lambert Airport goes private.
Well, I think it's interesting that all of a sudden they're interested in taking a regional approach. It would have been nice had had either one of them bothered to chat with me about it beforehand.
Crewson says it's appropriate for St. Louis County and St. Charles County to advise on the airport, but she stresses the ultimate decision on whether to privatize will rest with the city of St. Louis, which owns the airport. Kevin Killeen, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
I'm Michael Calhoun, live in the studio.
You got a city with 300,000 people, which is 12% of the people in the region, making a decision on what I think is the most significant regional asset that we have.
St. Charles County Executive Steve Ellman tells KMOX he thinks state lawmakers could step in to preempt any privatization of Lambert, instead putting the airport into more regional hands.
Yeah, I think there should be some sort of regional approach, and that's what I proposed back in 1997. I had the support of every senator from St. Louis County, St. Charles County, Jefferson, and Franklin.
But don't count on it. Ellman says he does not see a lot of interest in St. Louis area issues in Jefferson City. He thinks the airport could improve with more flights if the city took no money out, either through leasing it or the current $6.5 million a year.
I'm Maria Aquino.
This council has spent 2 years peeling back layer after layer of fraud, corruption, dishonesty, and lack of transparency.
St. Louis County Council Chairman Ernie Trakas holding a resolution for next week stating Lambert, while city-owned, is a regional asset.
Port Authority discussed at its last meeting an independent study of privatization is appropriate, and I don't disagree with that. The idea, with all the suspicion surrounding the machinations behind this airport privatization, that we're just going to stand by and let what I believe to be a key regional asset, its fate be determined by one component of the region, is just not something I'm willing to just simply take as a matter of fact.
At the request of St. Louis's NAACP President Adolphus Pruitt, Trakas wants to research the minutes from the Lambert privatization meetings before introducing his resolution. Maria Aquino, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.